I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers respond to race riots in the U.S. and unplanned pregnancies around the world. These are stories of struggle and of hope, and there's a place for you in every one of them. We'll begin today in the United States, where on May 25th, George Floyd, a black man in Minnesota, died in police custody as a white officer knelt on his neck for over 8 minutes. Anger over his death sparked protests around the country, and the country convulsed as riots followed in many cities. Paul Perot, a producer with Faith Radio Network, an MNN affiliate in Minnesota, says this isn't the first racial violence to bring attention to the Twin Cities.
Probably the most noted one in recent history was the Philando Castile death. That brought a lot of national attention. There were some other incidents that had been happening on and off in the Twin Cities, but this one, it just sparked a lot of anxiety and a lot of reaction.
Christians grieve to see racial injustice and violence around the country. Perot says Faith Radio Network recently had Pastor Billy Russell on. Here's why.
He has been working tirelessly, especially the last 8 years, trying to bring black churches, white churches together. And when we talked to him, it was a very raw conversation because he was feeling so deflated after everything that's happened. Now, mind you, he had just been up all night talking to people around the nation, people calling and saying, hey, we want to come and riot. It's like he's trying to stop that. He doesn't want to see that, but he can see the angst and he can feel the pain because he went through Jim Crow South.
Next, ethnic conflicts in Myanmar or Burma have blocked the country's most vulnerable populations from getting aid. We get an inside look at what Christian Aid Missions partners are doing from MNN's Lindsay Koh.
Since the nearly 88% Buddhist country acknowledged its first case of COVID-19 on March 23rd, national and regional government agencies have ordered lockdowns of buildings and streets with confirmed cases, stay-at-home measures, and restrictions on travel. The closure of all factories in one area left a local ministry's impoverished congregation wondering how they would survive. From a church offering, the ministry bought rice, cooking oil, and beans, but that's a 2-week supply. What happens after one more week? For these folks, their daily prayer is literally, God, take care of your people for our daily bread. Not only do local ministries have decades of experience in distributing aid and developing communities, but also their workers are profoundly gospel-driven. Another ministry partner says that local evangelists are eager to proclaim the gospel in a country where 90% of the people worship idols. In a time which has thrown lives into turmoil, they're finding people searching for peace. They're hoping lockdowns and travel restrictions phase out soon so they can continue providing food, Bibles, and the gospel to the physically and spiritually needy. Read the story in full detail at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
And during COVID-19 lockdowns, you may have heard jokes about an upcoming baby boom in 8 to 10 months, but don't count on it. New studies are showing over a third of couples who are planning on conceiving have now paused their plans due to virus concerns and economic stability. If pregnancies do happen during this time, a greater number of them may be unplanned. Life Matters Worldwide's Eric Verstrate says,
you know, an unplanned pregnancy is already something that brings a lot of stress. And so to compound that stress with being within a pandemic, I think fear is going to be something that, as we've seen across the country, is already gripping people.
These women and couples facing unplanned pregnancies may have limited resources or feel the pressure to abort. Thankfully, pro-life advocates are stepping up in the name of Jesus.
My colleagues in the pregnancy care center world, they've been doing an amazing job. In fact, a lot of them have found really unique and creative ways to continue to work with the clients that are coming to them. Some of them who are families who need diapers, they've set up emergency diaper drives at their centers. Some of them are still able to do ultrasounds and things of that nature.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. No one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of heroes of the faith and the voices for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.